From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. We honor two local mothers today, Kelly Hampton and Eliana Tardio. Their birth stories didn't turn out quite the way they expected, but their children, they say, have taught them love in a whole new way. Both Hampton and Tardio have children with Down syndrome. They are both award-winning bloggers and advocates, and Hampton is out with her memoir on her baby's first year. We welcome them to the studio. Plus, the annual local conference on addictive disorders talks about children with ADHD next month. We'll learn about the latest in traditional and non-traditional treatments for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. First, this news. This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Amy Tardiff. The Coalition for a Drug-Free Southwest Florida gathers experts in the field of ADHD for a conference in Fort Myers next month. We'll talk later about the latest treatments. But first, Kelly Hampton and Eliana Tardio are both prolific bloggers about parenting. They had never met. Then the same profound life-changing event happened to Hampton that happened not once to Tardio, but twice. The blogging blossomed. Then their blogs received national awards. Hampton wrote a memoir, and Tardio even appears in the book, all because they met at a support group, a meeting for parents of children with Down syndrome. In this month of Mother's Day, we meet both women who have been honored nationally for their advocacy. Eliana Tardio is the family resource specialist at the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida. She has become a voice of Latino parents with special needs children. Her 8-year-old son, Amir, has Down syndrome, and her 6-year-old daughter, Ailen, has Down syndrome. She writes numerous blogs in English and Spanish and has received numerous awards for doing so. Welcome, Eliana. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for inviting me today.
Kelly Hampton is a Naples photographer, blogger, author, and mother of 3, plus 2 stepsons. She was 31 years old when she gave birth to Nella, who has Down syndrome. The story of Nella's birth and the first year of her life are told in Hampton's memoir, titled Bloom. Her writing and advocacy has also won her national honors. Welcome, Kelly. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And you can join our conversation. Call 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. Send email to gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org or comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. Let's start with each of you describing your kids. Eliana, tell us about Amir and Ailen.
Well, Amir is a little guy, nice guy. He's, you know, some shy, but he has been becoming a great, great boy. He's growing. Ailen, she is, what can I say about her? She's strong-minded, and he's the sweetest guy in the world, and she's so strong that they just make the perfect balance for my life, and every time I look at them, I can see only perfection, the perfect sister, the perfect daughter, and the perfect son for me.
And Kelly, please tell us about Nella. She's, three now?
Nella turned 3 in January. She is, she's shy and yet very animated. She's mischievous. She's the middle child now between 2 older stepsons, her older sister, and a new little one. And she loves that role. She's doing great. She's talking well and just a complete joy in our home.
Eliana, you learned when you were, 5 months pregnant with Amir that he had Down syndrome. I'm wondering if the 4 months prior to his birth gave you any time to prepare.
Actually, it was, you know, really hard when they told me that he was coming with Down syndrome. It's something really unexpected. And after that, I was praying every day of you know, the pregnancy for the test to be, you know, a mistake. So it was really hard. And when he was born, it was a surprise anyway. And I remember when I was pushing, you know, for having my baby, I didn't want any anesthesia or epidural or anything because I wanted to see my baby. So I was praying and repeating in my mind, God, please, please, please take that chromosome, extra chromosome off. But he didn't, and it was hard. And now I can only tell that God never does mistakes. And, you know, it was just great, great. And he's still, you know, the inspiration and the reason for my life.
Had you had amniocentesis, which I should say tests fetal cells in the amniotic fluid and actually shows you how many chromosomes are present, and in Down syndrome there is an extra chromosome.
Exactly. And you know, I didn't want to have any tests with Amir. They only saw the Down syndrome in the ultrasound. So it was, they told me that probably he will be born with Down syndrome. And it was hard, you know, because I didn't want to do anything else. Because anyway, I loved that child. It was my child. And even if it was hard, I always knew that he was the perfect child.
Kelly, you were only 31, so no amnio was typically called for. So Nella's diagnosis was a surprise.
It was a complete surprise, yeah. We also did not have the blood test, the quad marker test that some parents opt to have around 20 weeks. So we didn't have that, didn't ever think there was a need to.
Kelly Hampton came to WGCU a few weeks ago to voice her own audiobook of the memoir Bloom. Here's an excerpt from the prologue describing the moment of Nella's birth.
My husband, my friends, my dad, my nurses, all of them smiling, cameras flashing. One more push. Oh, this is so hard. I pushed. I pushed and watched as the tiniest little body came out of me, arms flailing, lungs wailing. And then they put her in my arms. And I knew. I knew the minute I saw her that she had Down syndrome and nobody else knew. I held her and cried. Cried and panned the room to meet eyes with anyone who would tell me she didn't have it. I held her and looked at her like she wasn't my baby and tried to take it in. And all I can remember of these moments is her face. I will never forget my daughter in my arms, opening her eyes over and over. She locked eyes with mine and stared, bore holes into my soul. Love me. Love me. I'm not what you expected, but oh, please love me. That was the most defining moment of my life. That was the beginning of my story.
That was Kelly Hampton reading from her book Bloom about the birth of her daughter, Nella. How did each of you deal with the reality at first? Ileana?
I guess for me it was, you know, kind of different because I came to the United States to have my baby. So this was a new culture, a new country, a new language. So there was a lot of different things together when he was born. So I guess that kept me busy, you know, to keep learning and keep understanding the system. But at the same time, it was so inspirational to start again with a new baby in a new country, talking a different language. And it was great, you know, it was a new whole beginning for me. And what can I say? It was the perfect time, you know.
Was the support system here that you needed?
Oh, wow. It was amazing. I'm just so grateful with this country, you know. So proud that I'm becoming an American citizen now because this country has been so, so amazing with us.
Where had you come from?
From Bolivia. I'm from Bolivia, South America. But this is my country now and my place.
And what about how did you end up dealing? I know, Kelly, it's hard after hearing
that. No, that's okay. the support was just incredible, both from the medical professionals that we dealt with and from our family and friends that many of them were there when she was born and many more came to support us. And when I was tunneling into a hole, they just pulled me back out of it. And I have to say the most powerful thing for me in healing and accepting Nella was holding her and seeing her and realizing in that, you know, those first couple of days of you have to grieve the loss of this child that you thought you were going to have, but looking in your arms and seeing this baby who just looks at you as their mother, and she needed me, and I knew I had to be there for her. And I received some very empowering words from some friends that I'll never forget and from my sister that just made me feel so honored to be her mom and to accept the challenge that this is going to be hard, but we're going to do this.
Ileana, did you have an amnio when you were pregnant with your daughter, Aileen?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to know. And it was the perfect pregnancy. So every time that I meet a new family, and I always tell them, you know, I understand how it is to expect a child with Down syndrome knowing that he's coming with Down syndrome. And I also know how surprising it is to receive a child with Down syndrome that you was not expecting. Because with my daughter, everything was perfect, you know, and I was dreaming about that child. And actually, I was dreaming about how it will be to have a typical child. So it was a surprise.
Again, do you know the odds of having a second child with Down syndrome?
Well, in my case, my kids, they have translocation 14. Mm-hmm. So I had a 5% of having another child with Down syndrome. And anyway, you know, for some people, it is like something, you know, it's not good for them, you know, that you can have a second child with Down syndrome. But I think for a parent who knows how it is to have a child with Down syndrome is, yes, another gift in your life.
I did read that in general for women under 40, after having one child with Down syndrome, the chance of having another baby with Down syndrome is about 1%, and that's according mm-hmm. to the Children's Hospital at Stanford. So translocation is another way to get an extra chromosome, and it's inherited.
Exactly.
Yes, so you didn't know that going in.
I did know that I had that percentage, you know, like 5%. It was fine because, you know, I wanted my son to have a sister or a brother. Mm-hmm. And it was hard when I knew that she was born with Down syndrome because, of course, you don't know how are you going to do with two kids with Down syndrome. But after the years, I can only tell that she has been just the perfect sister for him. And they do such a great team. We do a great team, you know, all together. And they are just a perfect balance for each other because she is the strong one, the outgoing, and he's the shy one and the good one. So they are just perfect.
Kelly, this year you had a baby boy who, according to what I read on your blog, Dash is a typical newborn baby boy. Were you worried about having another baby? Did you have testing this time?
You know, I went back and forth. My husband and I would talk about it, and we knew that there was that 1% chance. And I kind of came to peace with it, knowing as I got closer that I would probably have some of those latent emotions come up. And it wasn't until we decided we weren't going to have testing unless there was a reason. And we had our 20-week ultrasound, and they saw a soft marker for trisomy 18. And I remember being told and thinking, you know, I'm fine. And I got to the car, and I started crying. And I just thought, you know, just to feel those emotions of again of being scared. And they told us that if we had the quad marker test, it would rule out trisomy 18 in addition to Down syndrome is one of the other things they test for. So we did have the quad marker test.
And that's blood work?
It's blood work. And so we knew that we had it. It's not completely foolproof, but we knew that there was a low chance. But again, we came to peace that we knew that if he did have Down syndrome, we knew we could deal with it. And at the same time, I think nobody wants those additional challenges for their child. You know, we wanted to be able to experience that and you know, not to have him go through the things that Nella is going to face in her life.
We're talking with two local moms of children with Down syndrome who've been honored nationally for their writing and advocacy. Our phone number is 1-877-GCU-TALK. That's 1-877-428-8255. And we're on Facebook at WGCU Public Media. You can email us at gulfcoastlive@wgcu.org. Ileana, your blog, at least the English version that I can read, is more parenting advice, great advice, I might add, than a daily journal of your activities. And Kelly, your blog is more like a diary. You write for your family, for yourself, and people peek in to read your story. So please tell us why you each chose those styles.
Well, mine, you know, I have no more options because I don't have any typical child. So everything that I write, you know, it has to be related to raising two kids with Down syndrome. So I always try to be very positive. It is not that there's no challenges in my life, but I try to see, you know, the positive side of everything. And I really believe, you know, that every experience is an opportunity to grow and evolve as a human being. And especially I believe that my kids are, you know, the mission of my life. And the mission of my life is educating about Down syndrome and making awareness about that.
For us, I started my blog when my oldest was 7 months old, and it was just a way to bring writing and photography together. I had started this photography hobby, and I found it was just a tool in helping me be more grateful and love motherhood to come at the end of the day and write what we did and a way to connect with my family that lives a ways away. And so when Nella was born, it was one of the first things I wanted to do was to express, you know, this grief that I had. I've always wanted to write to express this. And so I had written her birth story, and that's kind of how the blog grew. But we still write about the same things. We write about what we do. We write about, you know, emotions of motherhood and connections. And so, it, you know, sometimes it reads like a diary. Sometimes it's some sort of, you know, feeling that I'm having at the time on what we're going through.
And yet you're both recognized as advocates, Kelly by both the National Down Syndrome Society and the National Down Syndrome Congress, and Ileana by the bilingual website Mamas Latinas, and Facebook CEO Sheryl Sandberg, among others. Do you think it matters what you write about as long as you're sharing and doing a good, honest job at it?
Exactly, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, the most important is to be honest, and I think that's what makes us different.
Yes.
That, you know, that you can tell, you know, sometimes I'm feeling sad, you know. I don't know how to face this challenge, but I'm always, you know, supporting myself with love, with hope, and I feel proud of my kids, and I don't want them to be like anyone else. I want to be them themselves and be proud of who they are, you know, and be the best that they can be.
I think in this whole advocacy thing for special needs parents and specifically the Down syndrome community, there's so many different roles that we all take. And some parents are going to choose, you know, they don't want it. They want to just be home with their families, and they might not want to do the support group. They might not want to connect with other parents, and that's okay too. And some, you know, some of these advocates are out on the steps of Washington and helping laws be passed for people with disabilities. Some people are sharing their stories so that new parents can come and see hope. And we all have our different roles, and together we all need each other.
Did you ever imagine the rest of the world would react as it has?
No.
Not really. Not really. And I think what Kelly is saying is so true, you know, because another thing that you learn from the experience of having kids with special needs is that you have something special that you don't know about, you know. So they are so much inspiration, because every time that I look at my kids, you know, and they are working so hard every day, you know, for learning and doing all the things that they are doing, I'm like, okay, I have to do my best too. And it's the same, you know, every time that I'm practicing with him, you know, teaching them how to talk, they are teaching me how to live and how to be the best person that I can be.
Absolutely. I think we use the phrase a lot in the special needs community, we are more alike than different. And I found that so true just in sharing our story, even with mothers that don't have children with disabilities. We are more alike than different, and the ways that we could connect, and it's been really beautifully surprising for me and the people that have connected with the book. And sometimes they say, well, my story isn't Down syndrome, but my husband passed away of cancer, or I went through a divorce. And the emotions that we experience when we face something unexpected in life, we share them, you know, and it just reminds me so much how we are so different in so many ways, but really we all want the same things, you know.
Kelly, you have actual sponsors. Ileana, one of your blogs, the English blog, Babbel.com, is courtesy of Disney. Maybe some of the Spanish one is, but too. You're both promoting the new Disney Story app, which Disney's sponsoring, and it says so right there on the blog. Is that usual for a blog to have sponsorships?
I think it's sort of a new thing. I mean, blogging is fairly new in general, and we're all kind of making sense of it as we go, and it's provided some beautiful opportunities to connect with other bloggers and other writers, and we provide for our families. So I think, you know, I mean, most blogs that I read have sponsors.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people that approaches to you, you know, that they see that you are making a difference, you know, in the lives of so many people. And they always offer you like opportunities. They want to be involved with you. But I guess from my side, I'm always very careful, because I want people that support my blog or my life, you know, really know what I'm doing, you know, because this is not about, for me, money. It is about really changing a mentality about, you know, people with disabilities, and teaching people that they are people, you know, full of abilities, and they really deserve to be heard and to be respected.
I guess I hadn't even thought of that. They're probably pounding in your door asking to appear on your blog. I know, Kelly, you've had handbags, children's clothes. So are they seeking you out?
We've actually only approached one sponsor, and most of these are companies that we use and work with. One of them is Tea Collection, and we wear Tea Collection clothes, and we've done some collaborations with them, worked with them even with crafting, and during the holidays we did some things with them. So, and it's been a great way. A lot of my sponsors are smaller Etsy shops. So there are moms that started a business and want to get their name out there. And so it's a great way. It's a win-win situation.
Kelly, why did you decide to turn the blog or the Nella's birth story into the book titled Bloom about her first year?
I knew that I would write through that first year, regardless of if it became a book or if I did it on the blog. I knew that for me and that healing process, that writing would be a big part of it. And after I wrote the birth story and saw the reaction to it and how many other women go through this and someone else shared some of those harder feelings that we don't want to admit, I knew that it would be an opportunity to kind of join hands with these women to be something that women who go through this could read. But mostly I did it for me. I did it for Nella. I did it for my family, for my children to read. And for Nella, I think a lot about in the future for her reading this book. And I look forward to the day she can read it. It's a love story to my daughter, really.
Ileana, you've written two books in Spanish. What are they about?
The first one is about Emir. It's Emir of my life, master of my soul. And it is, you know, something like Kelly did, you know, it is a love story about receiving my child, going through the process of understanding and knowing that child, you know, and understanding that he is my child. It doesn't matter, you know, how many chromosomes he has. And my second book, I started writing that one when I was pregnant from ILN because I was scared about having a second child with Down syndrome. So the half beginning of the book is all about, you know, that I'm like ready to have a second child and I don't care if that child is born with Down syndrome. But when she was born, I started writing the second part that, again, you know, I was sad, I was depressed, I was confused. And at the end of the book is it all about joy. And the name of the book is ILN, The Joy of My Life.
And you still work full-time helping other families?
I work full-time and actually work really full-time because I work for Early Steps, but I also work, you know, all day with families around the world. And my blog in Spanish is big, really big. And for me, it's a pleasure, you know, to be able to send hope and to give advice to new parents. And I'm really proud of that.
Get in touch with Ileana Tardio and Kelly Hampton. Both mothers have children with Down syndrome, and both are award-winning writers and advocates. You can speak to them by calling 1-877-GCU-TALK. That's 1-877-428-8255. Kelly, one of the things you wrote in Bloom was that you worried the most about the sister relationship Nella would have with her big sister, Lainey. What were your fears? And now that they're a bit older, what is their relationship, as well as Nella's relationship with baby brother?
I think for me, a lot of it came from having a sister and being very close to her and sort of sharing our joys of marriage and parenting together. And I dreamed of what that relationship would look like for Lainey and Nella. And when Nella was born, it was one of the biggest grief that I felt was that what she would lose with her sister. And just thinking that they wouldn't be as close, that both of them, you know, I just pictured all these different scenarios of Lainey at school and, you know, just both of them getting made fun of and Lainey moving on. I remember I actually photographed a wedding rehearsal dinner, and there were two sisters. It was just a few weeks after Nella was born, and I watched the two sisters, and I remember getting in the car afterwards and just crying, thinking that's what they're not going to have. And I know that Nella's only three, but I have been proven wrong. They are so close. They do everything that I imagine they would do these last 3 years. They fight. I love to see them fight. It's one of those things that you forget, like, oh, yeah, this is just – it's a typical sister relationship. And I've seen other and heard from other siblings that are grown and have a sister with Down syndrome and heard just incredible things and how wonderful these relationships are and how much they learn from each other.
You know, the arc – I know we talked about Ilan and Emir's relationship already, but that they are – a perfect match of different personalities.
Yeah, they are. And it has been funny, you know, through the years, because there was a time that Ileana was really misbehaving at school. I'm going to say hi to her teacher, Miss Brown, that she was so good with her.
Got her back on track.
And he was the only one, you know, who was able to go and tell Ileana, let's ride the bus, and she will do it. So he has been always, you know, the
Big
greatest brother for her. And at the same time, she is so protective with him, you know, because he's the one who's going to hide his face, you know, if something happens and he's not going to react. And she's the one who goes and talk, you know, for him. Okay, stop that. Or don't do that to my brother. So it has been just, you know, amazing to see them together because they create like the perfect balance for each other.
This year, the ARC of Florida reports the legislative session was the best one in 5 years for people with developmental disabilities. The legislature unanimously passed Senate Bill 142, the Intellectual Disabilities Bill. It will remove the phrase mental retardation in state statutes and replace it with intellectual disabilities. The measure is now headed to Governor Scott for his signature. What do you think of what's being called a push against the use of the, quote, R word?
I think this is the perfect time for changing that. I think we are working hard as parents, you know, to making the difference. And I'm very grateful, happy that this is happening now, because it's not only what we are doing now. It has been years and years of parents, you know, fighting hard to create this. So I think we should all, you know, support this, because we don't know where we are going to be, when we are going to be touched by the life of a child with a special needs. And I think that's the most important to understand. Yesterday, you didn't have a child with a special needs. Tomorrow, you don't know.
What do you both think of actors like Robin Trockey, who played Sue Sylvester's sister Jean on Glee, Lauren Potter, who plays Becky the cheerleader on Glee, and now an infant named Jordan Orr, who plays Sue's baby? What have they done for people with Down syndrome?
I think it's incredible, number one, that, you know, these same dreams that typical children have. I want to be an actress someday. I want to be an actor. To have these role models. And what they're doing for, you know, there's young people watching this, and to see that these storylines, I know the Glee is one of the ones that I've followed, they're just these beautiful storylines that promote acceptance. And, you know, the media is what the young kids are, the TV is where they're going. This is where they're going to learn it right now. And I'm so glad to see these shows promoting it.
And we have a call right now from Judy in Fort Myers. Hi, Judy. What's your question or comment?
Hi, I have a comment. I just wanted to confirm what these wonderful young ladies are saying, and to add to that, that I have a son who has Down syndrome. He's 32. So what I want to do is to add to the fact that, yes, these positive thoughts and high expectations do come to fruition. I'm actually, if it's okay, I will let my son add what he does in his typical day. Because he is a very independent young man. Could I do that?
Sure.
I'd love to hear.
Okay, terrific. This is Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, my name is Casey, and I work for the Lee County Courthouse.
Hi, Casey. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Casey.
What do you do at the courthouse?
I work for domestic violence unit. For about 13 years now.
Wow.
And it's great to have Down syndrome. It's the greatest thing there is. And I'm also a ESC student myself. I'm sorry. I don't know. I was in the board of committees for President's Committee for Intellectual. And I was part of Family Care Council myself, and there's my mom.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you. Casey also lives in his own condo, takes public transportation back and forth to work, and I think what he was adding there is that he was appointed by the president to the President's Committee for People with Intellectual Disability.
Oh, that's amazing.
So these are our young individuals right here from Fort Myers. And I know sometimes we look at TV and we see these actors and actresses and we see what they've done, but this is what we can do with our community.
That's amazing.
And working in typical environments. And Casey did have an IEP through ESE, but he went through typical classrooms. In fact, he was the first student with Down syndrome to be in regular, quote, education full-time. So keep on going, girls.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling and sharing, Judy. Mm-hmm. And we'll wrap it up right now with advice for each of you to each other. Let's start with Kelly. You saw Ileana speak at a support group meeting early on in Nella's life and thought enough of her to include her in your book. Why did she leave an impression on you?
In the beginning, when I remember every single person that gave me words of hope, and I'll never forget the story that she shared with me, and just to know that everything that you say, every mother that you talk to, you are leaving an impression, and you did on me.
And Ileana, your children are older than Nella. Do you have advice for Kelly?
Well, only I'm going to only tell her that I'm so proud of her. And I was surprised when I read the book and I found my name. I was like, oh, my God, I cannot believe she did it. And thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Well, thank you for leading the way.
That's all the time we have. Thank you so much for joining us, both of you. Kelly Hampton of Naples is the author of Bloom, about the first year of her daughter Nella's life with Down syndrome. She writes the blog Enjoying the Small Things. Ileana Tarthio is the family resource specialist at the Health Planning Council of Southwest Florida. Her son Amir and her daughter Aylen have Down syndrome. She blogs in English and Spanish. We'll be back in a moment with the latest traditional and non-traditional treatments for ADHD in advance of the Coalition for a Drug-Free Southwest Florida's annual conference on addictive disorders.